Governor Bill Walker today announced the 20 members of the state's new climate change task force. The team's job is to come up with recommendations for how Alaska should deal with climate change. It was created by Walker in an administrative order issued this fall. The task force is led by Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott. Alaskans representing a wide range of interests made the list. They include Fran Ulmer, chair of the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, BP Alaska President Janet Wiese, and North Slope Borough Assembly Chair John Hobson Jr. The team also includes experts on renewable energy and climate science. Another notable member is 17-year-old Sam Schimmel from Kenai Peninsula and St. Lawrence Island. Schimmel is Siberian Yupik and Kanaitse.
The issue of climate change is very important for Native youth because it affects our traditions, our hunting traditions, our fishing traditions, our berry picking traditions.
Schimmel wants the team to tackle solutions to problems Alaska Native communities are already dealing with because of climate change.
We must combat climate change, and we must try and slow it down, but we must also address the slow-moving emergency that our communities face. We need a definite and end result, and that result would be giving aid to the communities that allow communities to continue their traditions.
Six of the team's members were part of an earlier iteration of the group, former Governor Sarah Palin's sub-cabinet on climate change. That includes Chris Rose, executive director of the Renewable Energy Alaska Project.
Well, about 10 years has passed, and we've seen climate change accelerate. We've also seen the price of renewables come down tremendously in that decade. So I'm hoping that this time around there's a lot more action rather than recommendations.
Rose hopes a big priority will be working on improving financing for renewable energy and energy efficiency projects in Alaska. The group will meet for the first time next Monday. The governor's office wants an early draft of their recommendations by next September.